Welcome to Golf Talk Live. This award-winning weekly radio program provides you with all the information you need about private and public golf courses, special features, and interviews with the men and women, both players and executives, who impact golf across the tri-state region and the country. Today's program is, and now, here are your hosts, Alan Depew and Tony Leodora.
Welcome, fans of golf, to another episode of Golf Talk Live. I am Alan Depew. We are in the studio. We'll tell you why in just a moment. I am joined by Fast Eddie Chiesa, who is bouncing off the walls this morning. Look at you.
I'm all wound up, Alan. Good morning.
You are fired up, my friend.
I'm ready to play 36 holes.
Let's do it. And Walt Cooper keeping us on the air behind the glass. And joining us in a moment from a remote location on assignment, Tony Leodora. Eddie, how are you?
I'm doing excellent this morning, only because we can still play golf. Not doing so well for the rest of PA, but you know.
Yeah, today we were supposed to, and I don't want to dwell on it because we don't need to go down the rabbit hole of politics, but we were supposed to be having the fourth leg of our Golf Talk Live Winter Tournament Series.
Yeah.
Once again at Play Around Golf, and recent mandates as of 24 hours ago changed that. So, to use a hockey term, because I'm a big hockey guy also, we changed on the fly and we're back in the studio.
Okay. Well, so, it's good to be with you, Alan.
It is always a pleasure to be with you, Eddie. And you know who else is probably with us?
Oh.
Tony Leodora.
Yes, I am. Good morning, boys. What a nice Saturday here in December with a lot of things going on, except things like indoor dining and indoor golf and all that stuff. So, at least in Pennsylvania,
this is true, as well as some other locations. But again, let's focus on the positive because
it'll only Christmas season, I know.
Yeah, exactly. And there is a lot going on in the world of golf. The men are playing down in Naples, the women, the final major of the year. And Tony, you've got a great interview coming up later with former U.S. Open champion Jan Stevenson. Should be an action-packed show.
Yeah, action-packed show and an action-packed weekend. A lot of sports going on, and college football, of course, the NFL starts with games on Saturday this week also, and in addition to Sunday. College basketball all over the place. Villanova won the Holy War last night at Georgetown. That's a game I wait for every single year. And then, of course, there is this myriad of golf activity. So, an interesting weekend.
Without question. And it is also our product of the month, where we discuss the perfect practice putting mat, which we have. It is our product of the month for December. We'll be having an interview there as well later in the show. Andrew Depew will be joining us from the podcast in conducting that. And I bring that up, Eddie, because if you hop over to our Instagram page and you follow Golf Talk Live on our Instagram page, we are currently running a contest for an opportunity to win a perfect practice putting mat.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what, it'd be a nice gift to have under the tree.
Yeah, see, that would be where I would struggle. So if I were to win, do I keep it or do I give it away as a gift?
You got to keep it. I mean, I know it's the season of giving, but this one, yeah. Tony, you got to agree with us. You got to keep that, right?
Yeah, you definitely could. Because it's something you use all year long.
Without question.
It's a nice thing.
So, a lot going on in professional golf. We should probably hop right over to that. Eddie, can you take us there?
Oh, yes. Well, you know our Pro Golf Report, brought to you by our good friends at Kutztown Auto, their sister store, Turnpike Chevrolet in Morgantown. It's the most wonderful time of the year at Kutztown Auto and their sister store, Turnpike Chevrolet. The season's best sales event brings back employee pricing on new Buick or GMC vehicles at Kutztown Auto and Chevrolet vehicles at Turnpike Chevrolet. Save up to, $10,000 or get 0% financing on most models. Ho, ho, ho. Save some dough at Kutztown Auto and Turnpike Chevrolet. They are both closer than you think.
That's a great Santa Claus by Ed.
Tony, I'm glad you said that because I am laughing over here.
great job. Well, are you going to start us off with the major championship that's going on this weekend?
Well, without question, all eyes are down in Houston, the final major of the year. It wasn't scheduled to be the final major of the year, but the Women's U.S. Open is taking place down at Champions Club. It's actually, Eddie, taking place on two golf courses, the Jackrabbit Course and the Cypress Creek. They did so because of the amount of time available in daylight hours, so they had to split the field. So, and what's interesting there is you can't say that one 18 played easier than the other 18, because it's, if you look at the top 13 in the leaderboard, it's evenly split, basically 6-7 who are in the top 13. But Hinaka Shibuno at -7, and she has got a 3-shot lead over Lynn Grant, Caitlin Papp, Lynn Grant's at -4, Caitlin Papp's at -3, Megan Kang at -3, Amy Anderson also at -3. And what's noticeable about that, Tony, is Lynn Grant and Caitlin Papp are amateurs.
Can you imagine that? And the fact that Shibuno also is playing in her first Women's Open. So I guess that old story about experience goes out the window, at least with the Champions Club.
Yeah, without question, if either Lynn Grant or Caitlin Papp win, and just to tell you how unusual this is, the last amateur to win the U.S. Women's Open, Catherine Lacoste in 1967.
Yeah.
And you get two of them knocking at the door.
Yeah. From France. How many French major champions have we had either side, men or women?
Also notable, the real question is, being in the lead, not to take anything away from her, but 11 of the 16, I'm a stats guy, as you know, Tony. 11 of the last 16 champions have come from 3 shots back after 36 holes. So there's a lot of golf. And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm excited. I've been watching this a lot. Maybe it's because it is in December and there's not a lot of other golf taking place. But this has been a really, really well-run golf tournament. And I've been enjoying it. How about you, Tony?
Yeah, they didn't set it up as a torture track, you know, for one thing. The USGA does that too often. I mean, it's difficult, but it's not unfair. So that's a good thing. Maybe they were in a little bit of a Christmas spirit for a change. secondly, as you mentioned, it's very odd to have this played in December, and it's also only the second U.S. Women's Open ever played in Texas. And, our friend Jan Stevenson will go through a lot of those things on the interview later in the show, and you'll hear some interesting viewpoints on what it's like to play in a U.S. Women's Open and the amazing amount of patience that it takes. So, that'll be an interesting one. You mentioned that the men are still playing on split fields, to say the least. The DP World Tour Championship is taking place in Dubai. This is the final event of the year on the European Tour, and the final one to get points to win the Race to Dubai, which used to be called the Order of Merit. And Patrick Reed shot 64 in the second round to take a 2-shot lead and put him in position to become the first American ever to win the Race to Dubai, which would be pretty amazing. He's got a 2-shot lead over Matt Fitzpatrick, -8, and then at -7, Laurie Carter and Tyrrell Hatton. So they're playing away over there in Dubai. A little bit closer, well, a lot closer to me at least, down in Naples, just down the road from where I'm working right now in the Sarasota-Venice area, working on a number of projects getting ready for 2021, one of which we'll talk about a little bit. The QBE shootout is taking place at Tiburon, the Greg Norman Design Course in Naples. How about this team in the lead? It's a two-man team event. Kevin Na and Sean O'Hare. That's right, with local roots, Sean O'Hare. They shot a 16 under par yesterday in scramble format with a 56. So they lit it up pretty well. One shot back, Ryan Palmer and Harold Varner. They birdied 13 of the first 14 holes, by the way. And they stand at 57. And then at 58, two teams, the all-rookie team of Lanto Griffin and Mackenzie Hughes, and then also Harris English and Matt Kuchar at 58. So it is a two-man scramble event. And for those who have never played a two-man scramble, I find it to be vastly different from a four-man scramble, especially in terms of enjoyment, because there's a lot more strategy that goes into a two-man scramble, and it's a lot more like playing your own ball. So there are a couple of the events taking place in the world of men's professional golf this weekend, and of course brings us back to the Women's Open, which I think a lot of us will be taking a peek at later on today.
Yeah, without question. And I guess Kevin Na, 16 under, did you say? I guess he must be walking in a lot of putts yesterday, huh?
Maybe. Yeah, he has that little, he gets an early start on getting that ball out of the cup for sure.
All righty. That is our Pro Golf Report, brought to you once again by Kutztown Auto and Turnpike Chevrolet. They are both closer than you think. We are going to just take a step away for a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we are talking product of the month. Again, it's the Perfect Practice Putting Mat. You're listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
You only have one opportunity to sell your golf property. Shouldn't you partner with an expert that offers you 30-plus years of golf industry experience combined with the reach of a global leader in real estate? Colliers International Golf Brokerage and Advisory Services understands your unique business needs. Whether it is brokerage, management, and consulting, be reassured that the market leader in the business of golf is providing you the real answers and practical solutions you deserve. Contact Golf Talk Live co-host and Colliers Golf Advisory Services member Alan DePew today at 717-554-8519. That's 717-554-8519.
You're listening to Golf Talk Live with Tony Leodoro.
Thanks, Dustin Johnson.
And we are back with Golf Talk Live. If you have been following our social media, you've heard us talk about it on air as well. Our product of the month for the month of December, and a great product it is, I might add, is the Perfect Practice Putting Mat. And we are actually privileged to be joined by Ed Mulatto, who in 2017, with your partner, correct, Ed? Oren Cantor, you developed this product.
Really, I would say 2019 is when we got started, formed the LLC in 2017, but didn't really kick it off until officially 2019. But okay. Yeah, he and I are business partners, and the rest is kind of taking it off since then.
So if anybody's been following us on the on our podcast on the 19th hole, Andrew has been diligently practicing, because we casually remind him about his putting stroke, and he tells me that, you know, it's getting better because he's perfectly practicing. But why don't you share with the listeners a little bit of the theory or the concept behind developing this product?
Certainly. So, a lot like Andrew, everybody's looking to improve their putting. And of course, there are other putting mats on the market. You know, when we set out, you know, I have to give credit to my business partner. He kind of identified the product on Amazon, bought one, was not impressed at all by the quality and the roll or the look. And we said, you know, how can we make this better? Started prototyping, sourcing different materials, for the mat material so that we could get something that rolled better than the traditional AstroTurf that you see on most putting mats. We also wanted to make the aesthetics of it look a little bit more like furniture as opposed to a piece of plastic sitting in the house so that people felt comfortable leaving it out. And then, of course, the last piece was the visual training aids that we printed on the mat material itself. That is a coaching mechanism as well. So, you know, it kind of was an amalgamation of all of those things put together that kind of had us off and running. But the true genesis of it was my business partner was a high school golfer, and I think he ended up losing a tournament for his high school golf team because he four putted. And ever since then, he was kind of on a mission or a quest to improve his putting. So that, I think that's why he kind of had his sights set on the putting mat market. And then everything kind of took off from there.
I forgot to mention that Andrew DePue is actually joining us also from the 19th hole, our podcast version. Andrew, can you relate to the four putt?
I will resonate with that to the day I die. There has been many of tournaments that I have missed winning circle because of it. And you know, honestly, when we came across it and when I first reached out to Ed about it, it truly is like I got to use one, and it was something to behold. Like, we had the other brands in the college golf house, and just like you said, it looked tacky because it had the plastic finishes on them. The roll was not even close to what the typical roll on a normal green would be, and it was just hard to be adjusted after. I have gotten better. I have started using it on pretty much every day. Even today, I was jokingly in my lunch break, I was hitting five footers, and it truly does. I mean, the way that you guys put that together, it helps the average golfer like myself who needs to see that line of like, okay, I got to keep the putter on this line. It does help. So, you know, hats off to you guys. I greatly appreciate you guys' support and letting us work with you all. And I definitely am getting better. I even have them over here for our, you know, Instagram giveaway that we'll be running and are running right now. So always a big fan of these guys.
Ed, let me just, describe it for the listeners. Is you have a mat, basically, as you said, you described that there's a regulation size cup, but there's also a cup that's half the size.
Correct.
And then the ball will actually come back to you, which for a lazy guy like myself is a beneficial thing. So it makes your practice more perfect. So what was the theory? What was the concept behind doing so?
The ball return is just a nice feature because it allows you to get into a rhythm and really work on that muscle memory.
Right.
That's really what we're trying to teach. It's not like we're necessarily trying just to teach you to like learn how to hit a straight putt, which is also part of it, but it's really about the muscle memory and becoming comfortable with your putting stroke and confident. So the ball return just allows you to get into a rhythm, and it feeds out back onto the mat, and the timing of it's kind of perfect where you can make one and then hit your next putt, and then that one that you made or didn't make still comes down the ball return and is there for you to set up and hit another putting stroke before the other one. So it's just allows you to get into a nice flow. You can reach with your putter. You don't have to bend over, reset every time. And also it doesn't require any electricity, which is just a nice added bonus because you don't have to plug it in. I know we're in the days of high tech and everybody's on their phone all the times, but this is a admittedly low tech product, which I think is great.
That's one of the attractive things of it is the mobility of this product. You can literally take this anywhere. If you're traveling, you can break it down. You can put it in your suitcase. You can take it. You can roll some putts at the hotel, wherever you end up.
Right. Right. And we came out with a compact version, which kind of is a hybrid of a smaller putting mat and allows you to travel with it as well. So like you said, there's multiple places you can use this thing and you can travel with it. So
just to speak on it from someone who's in a one bedroom apartment currently, I mean, I have it underneath my desk on the right hand side so that it doesn't affect while I'm working. But, you know, again, get up and you just want to get out of your chair for a little bit. I literally can unroll it in my apartment, which is all of, you know, a shoebox basically, and roll it out. I get to get my practice in, I roll it right back up, and it doesn't affect me because it's right underneath my desk. And it's phenomenal. I love the way that it's set up.
I know a question I got to put in there because you had to have benefited from DJ and his win there at Augusta, but you've got some really big name players that are supporting you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the DJ partnership has been a home run, putting aside how it all happened. But when we did, when the opportunity presented itself, we kind of caught a little flack from people who were like, you know, why DJ? He's not known for his putting. You know, he's known for hitting the ball far. And we were like,
but that's the reason.
Point. He's the perfect partner. If he can get better at putting with a little bit of help from us, that's exactly what we're looking for here. And of course, that's what's transpired. You know, nobody's playing better golf. Of course, he's the number one golfer in the world, won the Masters, and he's actually given us credit for a part of that. I don't know how much of a piece of it, but he uses our products routinely and still does, and uses them in between rounds at tournaments. We have the putting mats on site at whatever location he's staying during the tournament. So it's a true game improvement tool. We got DJ, like you said, that's an official partnership. And then we also have the benefit of 100 plus other PGA Tour, LPGA Tour pro players that have been kind enough to give us their address and let us send it to them in exchange for their feedback. And a large majority, if not all of them, love it. And they've been gracious enough to endorse it or allow us to talk about their endorsement. They've given us quotes, and it's been a wild ride. You know, it all started with an Instagram message to Smiley Kaufman.
So, there you go. We could probably sit here and chat putting all night long. I know Andrew certainly could, but we do have to take a step away from a word from our sponsors. Ed, it's been a pleasure. Folks, hop over to our Instagram page, as Andrew referenced. We are currently running a contest, a promotion there for a perfect practice putting mat. Ed, come back and see us again soon.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. You are listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
Join Golf Talk Live as they take the show on the road to Ireland. Six rounds of golf, six nights in Dublin, Portmarnock, Royal Dublin, Balltray Links, the K Club, the European Club, and Portmarnock Links. Go to Ireland with Golf Talk Live from September 25th to October 4th, 2021. Email Alan at golftalklive.net. That's A-L-L-E-N at golftalklive.net for more details.
In this rapidly changing real estate world, it is imperative you have the expert advice of a global leader. With over 15,000 offices worldwide, Colliers International offers you the solution to maximizing your property value. Relieve the stress of finding that perfect space, sourcing new tenants, or managing your assets. Colliers is a full-service real estate firm dedicated to providing solutions to your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling, accelerate success with Colliers International. Connect with a partner in your area today at colliers.com.
Hi, this is Ben Crenshaw, and you are listening to Golf Talk Live.
Well, folks, our focus on women in golf continues during the weekend when the best women players in the world are playing at the Women's Open in Texas. But we stopped out earlier in the week at the Villages in Florida when they had their 11th annual Women's Golf Expo at the Nancy Lopez Legacy Golf Club. We've got Steve Hansen, head golf professional. Steve, welcome to Golf Talk Live.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Well, I think anybody would be happy to be here at the Villages on a beautiful day when the vendors are out, equipment vendors, apparel vendors, food vendors, Fuzzy's Ultra Premium Vodka vendor, my favorite booth. It's a real fun time you have for the women here.
It is a fun time. It's a great event. It's something we started, like you said, 11 years ago. We wanted to do something for the other 50% of our golfers. Here in the Villages, we have 130-some thousand people, 10,000 gin handicaps, and we know that close to 50% of those are women. So we needed to do something just for them. The vendors are here with the ladies' clubs, the vendors are here with the ladies' apparel, on and on.
And you make it a fun day. There's music going on. There's prizes. There's giveaways. What golf is supposed to be fun, right?
Oh, it is fun. It's fun. Everybody is having a great time. The numbers are down a little bit this year as we expected, but everybody here is having a good time.
Yeah, well, numbers are down everywhere.
Yeah.
They have this thing called a pandemic going on.
I heard about that.
But it hasn't really stopped golf play, and I'm going to take a wild guess on all your courses here. And you only have 12 championship courses, 40 executive courses at the Villages. You've been rocking and rolling.
We have been rocking and rolling. Every month we've set new records this summer for rounds of golf played. Yeah, and we've only got 693 holes of golf. So Who are we to talk?
That's pretty amazing. And, you know, that's a good example. We talked a little bit last week about the overbuilding of golf courses and what happened. And now we've got this golf boom again. And are we going to ruin it again by doing something crazy? The Village is obviously a prime example of the great golf building boom that took place in the 80s, 90s, and into about the year 2000, and then sort of slowed down really quickly.
But you know what the Villages has done is they have built golf courses for their demographic. Okay? They're not building the next best golf course. You know, none of ours are going to be the top course in Florida, the top new course in the country. But they are fun. They are well maintained, and it's a pleasure to come out here, you know, and play golf. And that's what's important.
And you're about as unique as you possibly could be in the golf industry right now. You're actually building a new golf course.
We are. We will be opening another 18-hole championship golf course in the fall of 2021. So there we go. Number 13, right around the corner.
Yeah. Well, that just shows that in places like the Villages, golf is still growing, and of course across America too, as people are finding out that it's a safe, healthy activity.
Outside, it's an outdoor sport.
Yeah.
It's great.
Built-in social distancing.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Steve Hansen, head golf professional at the Nancy Lopez Legacy Golf Club, The Villages in Central Florida. Steve,
thanks
great to have you with
us.
Well, it was great to stop by, and thanks for being with us.
Sure.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Steve. We are back in the studio. Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Women's Golf Expo down in the Villages.
Oh.
Tony always has all the great assignments.
Yeah, we're Women's Golf Expo. Oh, man.
I hear him chuckling.
It's a tough and lonely job. Somebody had to do it. But the point to the entire exercise was, and as I mentioned earlier, this is all part of some of the work I'm doing right now to prepare for 2021. And we'll talk about this a lot after we get through our January 1st hangover. But 2020 was the year of the incredible golf boom. 2021, I believe, will be the year of the great golf travel boom. And places like the Villages and all of these other places in Florida and across the country, we're lining up, and we'll be talking about that a lot in our special shows on January 2nd and January 9th, devoted to golf travel. So more about that to come, all of the work I'm doing in the wings down here as we get ready for the start of a new year, and hopefully it's a good year.
Well, Tony, it's great that actually they were able to have that. As we know here in PA, and again, we're not dwelling on it, but it is sad, the Philadelphia Golf Show has been canceled that we attend every year over in Oaks. So I'm glad you were able to get out there and enjoy some sunshine.
They did a good job with it, and hopefully we find some more outdoor activities like that until they finally get back to some of the things like the PGA Merchandise Show or the National Golf Course Owners Association Show, both of which also have been canceled in January and February. So we got to find ways to keep it going, and they did a good job of it at the Villages. I guess with that, we got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, it's Women's Open Week. We've got a former U.S. Women's Open champion, Jan Stevenson, with us right here on Golf Talk Live, your number one golf radio show in America.
You only have one opportunity to sell your golf property. Shouldn't you partner with an expert that offers you 30-plus years of golf industry experience combined with the reach of a global leader in real estate? Colliers International Golf Brokerage and Advisory Services understands your unique business needs. Whether it is brokerage, management, and consulting, be reassured that the market leader in the business of golf is providing you the real answers and practical solutions you deserve. Contact Golf Talk Live co-host and Colliers Golf Advisory Services member Alan DePew today at 717-554-8519. That's 717-554-8519.
Back to Golf Talk Live.
Well, folks, our show dedicated to U.S. Women's Open Week and women's golf continues with the grand finale. We not only have someone to talk a little bit about the Women's Open, but someone who won one. As a matter of fact, the 1983 U.S. Women's Open champion with us right here, Jan Stevenson. Jan, welcome back to Golf Talk Live.
Thank you, Tony. I love being on your show.
And you've been on many, many times. As a matter of fact, I'll probably have to go back through the archives and we'll see. You might be in the top 10 now for recurring guests. You might be one of the most, you know, it's like the old Johnny Carson show where he'd have the same guests on all the time.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you know who was I know this trivia question too. Do you know who is the most frequent guest in the history of the Johnny Carson show?
It has to be a comedian.
He was. Not originally, but he became one. Bob Uecker, the baseball player.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
He was on like 84 times or something like that. He was like Johnny Carson's foil, and I knew that. I played in a pro-am with Bob. As a matter of fact, it was the Alice Cooper pro-am in Phoenix.
Arizona, yeah.
And I got Bob Uecker as my pro-am partner, who I wanted to get. And we sat around after to have a beer, and I brought up the fact that I knew he was the most frequent guest, and 3 hours later, he was still there telling stories about the Johnny Carson show.
Oh,
so there you go.
Funny, yeah. I was on three times, but I would never picked him to be the one.
Yeah, I remember when you were on Johnny Carson's show a few times. The one time in that very special white dress, that was really quite the. At which I'm sure Johnny, being the big golf fan, that was a big thing for him. There, he probably sure made his putter stand on it that day. All right, I stole an old Arnold Palmer joke from Carson's show. But at any rate, the Women's Open, as we get back to that, this week being played at the Champions, and as a past champion, I can't even imagine the pressure of playing in a Women's Open.
You know, the Women's Open is, well, the U.S. Open is always the hardest one to win, and it's always the one you want to win most. It's the one I didn't think I would ever win, because the most important part of a U.S. Open is patience, because it, you know, you're always cursing the USGA, or there's something they did wrong, and it's always so slow to play. It's just really slow golf, especially the first 2 days before the cut, and at least they cut to 60, so it was pretty quick after that, and then it went to twosomes. But I kept saying to my parents, I don't know if I can win an Open, because I don't know if I've got enough patience.
Yeah, well, you certainly did, because that one you went wire to wire, which is even tougher to do. But, well, these little memories are interesting. And this is the place for it. We're in the grill room at Tarpon Woods Golf Club, your course, just outside of Clearwater, Florida, and always a busy place here in the grill room. But how about this year's Women's Open at the Champions Club in Texas, the home of Jackie Burke, 97-year-old Jackie Burke,
wow,
and his wife Robin, who lobbied pretty hard to get a Women's Open here.
Well, yeah, Houston normally would be a hot place to play, kind of like when I won in Tulsa, but because of COVID, moving it to December, it's going to be pretty cold and won't look as pretty, because it's going to be brown, you know, how everything's already going dormant. So I feel kind of sorry for them that way, because the golf course is beautiful and it's tough, but at least it'll be running because the fairways will be dry.
Yeah, 75th anniversary, pretty special year, and you have some good memories of that past Champions dinner that you go to, because that's a special night.
It is. It's probably one of the, there's two that I feel like are really special, and that's the past LPGA dinner for the Champions, and of course the past Champions of the U.S. Open, because there's so many international winners too that they bring everybody that's still alive to talk, and it's a private dinner, and each of the winners tells a story that's really important of why they won the Open or something that happened during the Open, and so it's really an amazing night. You look around and see everybody, and it's like, wow, you know, it's really special. And unfortunately, they had to cancel that, and then so, and they usually give us this beautiful memory and gifts. And so this year they had to send them all, which was really a shame because it is beautiful.
Well, at least they are finally playing the Women's Open this year, and that was in doubt at some times. And of course, there's no spectators or very little, but you know, at least we'll have a champion by sometime tomorrow, and that'll be a good thing coming out of 2020 at least. And it's only the second Women's Open ever played in Texas. The Women's Open you won in Tulsa. Imagine July in Oklahoma. It was a little bit hotter than hell, I think, that day.
It was toasty. They said it was 108 degrees on the Saturday, on the third day. And, you know, and I was known to be on practice a lot. And usually at the Open, everybody's always practicing even more. And I was, of course, I was in the last group, and so everybody had pretty much gone. So I walked onto the driving range after being in, you know, in the media room and then going to the driving range, and I went, well, where is everybody? And the marshal said, it's 108 degrees. Nobody's practicing but you. So,
well, that rolls us into the 1993 Women's Open at Colonial, Ben Hogan's place. And it was a torture track that year, to say the least. You finished in the middle of the pack. So I think the memories of that particular Open aren't the greatest for you. Meg Mallon shot a miraculous 67 on the last round, and it really was miraculous to get her to one under par, the only person to break par, and I think like the fourth place was like nine over. It was ridiculous scores. But there's one other memory from that week. USGA setup, pace of play was so slow. Tell us what happened during that first round.
Well, actually, I was a member there at Colonial. And I lived in Fort Worth in the summer, so I was very familiar. Thought I was going to really do well at the tournament, but again, when we saw the golf course, we were playing it so far back. I'd never played there. It was actually where the PGA played, so I knew the scores were going to be high, and I was a little concerned. The group in front of me, Laurie Garbisey was playing. The round was 6 hours and 45 minutes. So we were six hours and we're on the 16th hole.
Unbelievable.
And in that heat, everybody was tired and cranky, and there were six groups piled up on 17 because they had the hole, 16, excuse me, they had the hole so hard that it was out of bounds to the right and there was a creek to the left. And there was an official there full time after about the sixth group through. And there was some problem, and it took so long. So six groups were backed up. That's six force threesomes on that hole.
And Laurie decided to stage a protest.
Laurie was staging a protest because in those days, the USGA would just, there was always something that USGA, they would either burn out the greens, and then they'd have to syringe them between holes. There was always something. So what happened was there was an ad going around from the local, from a national pizza chain saying they could deliver in 30 minutes, which in those days was amazing. And if not, the pizza was free. And she said, I'm going to order a pizza and they're going to show it on TV just to show how ridiculous this is that we're sitting here for an hour on the 16th tee. And she said, we should have plenty of time to order it and eat it. And so she ordered a pizza. And of course, it came in 30 minutes, and she actually gave it to all the gallery that was there because they'd been hanging in there, and the guy that we borrowed the phone from. So it was pretty funny. She got fined by the LPGA.
Oh my God! There it is—the pizza story from the 1993 U.S. Women's Open, courtesy of Jan Stevenson during our U.S. Women's Open week. You're watching the show there. We recorded this at Tarpon Woods. Come and see her at her golf course sometime. It's a fun golf course to play right outside of Clearwater. And once again, our very frequent guest, Jan Stevenson on Golf Talk Live.
Thanks. I should be like Bob Buchanan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Jan. Tony, I'd actually never heard the pizza story, especially in that detail. That's hilarious.
It really is quite an amazing story, and she saw it firsthand, and I guess you had to do something to pass the time. You know, I don't normally smoke cigars on the golf course. A lot of people do. The one time that I do is whenever I'm playing in an outing that I know is going to be a long, long day on the golf course, and that gives me an opportunity to do something in between shots if you're going to be out there for 5 hours or so, which is interminable for me. But so that gives me a chance. Maybe the next time I'll order a pizza.
It'll probably get delivered in 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, really. Well, it just goes to show you, and we'll talk about this a lot more again in 2021. Course setup is so important. People, the question is, will this golf boom continue in 2021? Well, it has a chance to, as long as the golf world doesn't repeat the mistakes it made that got us into trouble in the last 10 or 15 years in the golf world as things declined. And one of those things is when they set up golf courses ridiculously. I've seen it happen many times in a member guest tournament where you bring out your best customer, you're out there eating and drinking all weekend, and then all of a sudden they decide to make the course the most difficult you could possibly have, and that's crazy. So
we'll talk about that. Yeah, I could agree with you. As a course operator, people are here to have fun. I mean, that's the basis. Golf is entertainment, and tucking pins, putting pins just over top of slopes, it distracts from the enjoyment of the game, right, Eddie?
Yeah, I don't want that.
Eddie wants that 8-inch cup in the middle of every green.
Yep,
it's either that or Eddie. You need the perfect practice putting mat. Let me just plug that one more time. Our December product of the month,
the original PPP.
Exactly, and by the way, I did not work this in earlier, Tony. We have a promotional code going with them, Perfect Practice, that is, 15% off anything on their website. If you use that promotional code, it's GTL15, GTL15. So, folks, if you're looking for a last-minute Christmas gift, that's a good option.
We've been lucky throughout the year to be able to work with a lot of our products of the month on this same type of promotions. And Eddie did such a phenomenal job in our product of the month show 2 weeks ago, recapping the year and of course, talking about this December one. And a lot of them had these kind of promotional codes. So, folks, it's your opportunity to buy a Christmas or holiday gift for someone. Check out the products of the month, and you'll see that there's a lot of opportunities to get something for that special golfer in your life.
Absolutely. Tony, we're putting the flag stick in on number 18. Going to give a quick reminder. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Golf Talk Live, Twitter, TL Golf Talk Live, Instagram, Golf Talk Live, where we are, again, running the contest for the Perfect Practice putting mat. And Eddie?
Hey, Tony, Alan, have a great Saturday. I'm excited. It's going to be a good one.
We will have a great Saturday, no question about it. Next week, we were supposed to be at the new Cigar Republic in Conshohocken, in the new Great Cigar Lounge. That, of course, has been closed up also, so we'll be back in the studio making the best of it. But hopefully in 2021, we bring you both. It's unbelievable. So that hopefully gets done in 2021.
Tony, good day, Ian.
Good golf. Sponsored by Norris Sales Company, the one-stop shop for all of your contractors' equipment rentals, sales tools, and safety supplies for your project. Visit them at norrissales.com. And in part by Black Cat Cigar Company, world famous and available at Germantown Pike in East Narton. And by Kutztown Auto, Eastern Pennsylvania's Cadillac, Buick, and GMC dealer. Mainland Golf Club and Bella Vista Golf Club, Montgomery County's complete golf experience. By Destination Montco Golf, promoting the game in Pennsylvania's golf capital. The Sheraton Atlantic City, the perfect hotel for business or fun. By Ravensclaw Golf Club, Montgomery County's top-ranked daily fee course, hosting the business leaders of the golf world for the 30th International Network of Golf Spring Conference. And by Westover Country Club, 50 years and still your golf and event leader.